Well, just make sure you're careful when you leave here, because yeah, it's gonna be pretty funky out there, and we don't want anyone to get pulled over by the massive amount of police that are out there, and there are a lot of them in unmarked cars, so be careful. Actually, I got pulled over by a dump truck tonight. That was how'd you know I want you to pull over? I know all that dirt flying out of the back was a clue. Cops always pull you, and they come with your car like cautious and careful, like they're scared. They come with your car, they're like. Like to roll down my window and go, boom! They're like, you can recognize me in the emergency room. I'm the one with the bullet wound in the forehead. I'm like, yeah, I'm hurt, but it was funny. Yeah, really. Yeah, you missed. He just peed all down his leg. It was great. I think if the cops pull you over speeding, they shouldn't give you a ticket. They should make you get out of the car, pull your pants down, and have you stand there in your underwear. That makes some of us slow down, wouldn't it? Oh, man, I can't speed today. I don't have clean underwear on. This must be the accident my mom keeps talking about. Let me tell you how I got to meet the cop on the horse, and then I'm out of here. Let me tell you this, okay? So I'm driving to downtown Harrisburg. I get to an intersection. I'm stuck in the middle of the intersection, and the light turns red. Now I have the choice that everyone else has. I can't decide whether I'm going to stand there and block traffic, or am I going to just go through the light? Well, I said, okay, I don't want to block traffic because I don't want people blowing that horn and giving me this all the time. You know, so I said, all right, I'm gonna drive through the intersection. So I kept going, I went through the intersection. The problem was the traffic had stopped, so I stopped just on the other side of the intersection. I didn't see the cop sitting on the horse over there. He's on this big horse and is wearing this helmet, because I guess he, like, you know, rides really fast. And so he comes galloping up to my car, you know, and I'm looking out the passenger side window, you know, he comes knocking on my driver's side window with a nightstick. He doesn't even get off the horse. He's like, so I hear the knock, and I look out the driver's side window, and I see this horse's penis looking at me. He's like, sir, you want to roll your window down? I'm like, no. You're going to have to shoot me through the glass. I said, officer, if that's the breathalyzer, shit, I'm flunking. If it ain't Gerald David Reed, thank you so much. Thank you.